You know, I'm sure our listeners will be surprised to learn that
today is a very special day. Do you know what?
It's the Dwyer and Michaels Morning Show.
Guess what time it is?
Well, what time is it?
It's time to get...
It's time to get some!
Get some!
Get some!
Get some! Get some!
Some what?
Some what?
Get some coffee.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Then...
We can start.
We can start?
Start the show.
Dwyer and Michaels in the morning.
You guys are weird.
You guys are weird.
You've surrounded yourself with a bunch of weirdos.
You guys are weird.
I'm not weird.
I'm not weird.
Yes, you are indeed a...
Weirdo.
Everybody's a weirdo. I'm a weirdo. You're a weirdo.
Ready for the big show?
Yes.
But be prepared.
Be prepared for it to get weird.
All right, showtime.
It's the Dwyer and Michaels Morning Show.
that's going to happen anytime soon. No rain in the Midwest.
We don't even need levees anymore, do we? For heck God's sake. Woohoo. Let's just build on all that property. Well, look at all this beautiful land we have. We got this teeny tiny little sliver of water running through and all this shoreline.
Yes.
Wow.
It's obviously Led Zeppelin 538 with Dwyer and Michaels. Good morning, everyone.
Congratulations to the Vegas Knights.
They
won their first ever Stanley Cup. Former Mallards player, instrumental in that series, which is pretty cool. I believe Hairball won money on that with his through his sports betting app.
I believe Hairball better get his dead ass into work.
20 seconds remaining.
Yes.
The Golden Knights start to celebrate on their bench. The silver trophy to the Golden Knights.
Silver trophy to the Golden Knights. I wonder how long he was sitting on that line.
That's a great line, though.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Stanley Cup!
That's cool.
Now, if you had the game on in one room and you were in a different room, that horn is what you would have heard all night long because they ended up winning 9-3.
Oh, my God.
It was just goal after goal. What the heck is going on? I thought my TV was stuck on repeat or something.
Boy, in definitive manner, for sure, 9-3, their first ever championship. And unless Hairball is somewhere drunk holding the cup over his head, he's got some splaining to do.
Did he really bet?
I thought
he was bullcrapping us.
No, early in the playoffs, he chose the Vegas Knights to win, and he predicted that they would win in game five. So, and I think he put like $5 or $10 down, but it ended up coming out with a big $80 payoff for Hairball. That's high roller money.
Yep. For some of us, that's, you know, you got to play a lot of penny slots to get to $80. Let me just tell you that right now. So, oh, that's awesome. That's very cool. My daughter's also very happy. She's a big Vegas Knights fan. I'm not sure why, but, you know, she likes anything that's new and cool. And now I guess they're the coolest.
All the bandwagon fans are coming out. I saw Kerry Toporowski, longtime fan. And he had a picture of... the Vegas Frontiers or whatever when they were in the...
the West Coast Hockey League or whatever it is.
That's okay. That's all right. I told you. Told you from the get-go. And what do you do if you're the Florida Panthers?
I don't... You know what? There's almost nothing worse than almost getting there. Because you have the same end of your season that everybody else has, which is you're not holding a cup. Now, you do get some extra money in the pocket because of your extra playoff games. But, yeah, you did they win it in Vegas, Goose?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you got a lot of extra spending cash. You don't have to worry about anybody
Let's just get crazy. Let's get some coke, get some hookers.
Yeah. Got to drown your sorrows somehow.
When did they, because they only won one game, right? Was it the second game?
Third game.
Yeah, you get yourself in an 0-2 hole. It's hard to dig out of.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pull up the full series because several of these games were just huge blowouts, 7-0. You know, last night, 9-3. I would imagine that the scoring was, I don't know. I'm guessing 20-something to about 5.
So there was a 7-2, 5-2.
It was one overtime win, right, for Vegas?
3-2.
So yeah, so 2 seems to be about where the Panthers are.
Yep.
Better watch it. We're coming with 2 goals. We'll put you 7 up. How about that?
Oh. All right, we're gonna turn on the Hairball signal and see if we can find him. Maybe this is like a test. You know how he did that sketch of the girl from Cedar Rapids that he was looking for. Maybe we have to do a sketch of him and put it out there. Hey, if you've seen this hairball, please scoop him up and bring him to work. What is with these young people? Megan tells us last week, oh, yeah, by the way, next week, it's just not going to work for me. She's up in the Dells.
The third day of the week. I thought she was only missing like Monday or Monday and Tuesday. Is it the whole week?
I think so. Uh-huh. I don't know. I saw a post.
She's poolside.
Yeah, at the Wisconsin Dells, and everybody's buying me shots.
Yeah, right. It's something about wearing a bikini and shots.
That doesn't work for me ever.